prepping, so we're good.
All right. So let's start out with, can you please tell the audience your name, who you are, and what you do?
Well, my name is Rosana Bersenio. I am the wife of the Prime Minister. I'm also the Special Envoy for the Development of Families and Children. And I'm also the outgoing chair for ESCLAN.
Okay. And the reason I put the microphones on us is because you were starting to tell me about the work that you do, and it immediately captivated and inspired me in terms of the human condition. You know, as I go around the world, I'm just drawn to people who are making positive change, and you were talking about changing attitudes, right. And I thought, I need to capture this. So let's start at sort of the beginning of how you came to this place and where you're going.
Well, I got in here by default, actually. My husband is a politician. He is the present Prime Minister of Belize. And so I inherited this office as a special envoy for the development of families and children. I come with a background of education, especially special education. That's my forte and that's my passion. So trying to get into this office was a bit difficult because I couldn't see how. I felt that as the spouse of the Prime Minister, you have a glamorous office and it's all about taking pictures and cutting ribbons. And I could not do that. I found that that's not my passion. That's not who I am. So my husband said, well, you have education. Bring that to the table. Bring that to your office and use it. So I took up a challenge. I took up a good challenge. And I'm like, you know what? This can work. So as the chair of ESCLAN, I got super involved with this training that's called Engaging Men and Boys. And it was sponsored by and funded by the Spotlight Initiative, which is coming to an end, actually. So now I'm looking to see how best that we can continue this. So I'm putting the government on notice that they need to step up and take more responsibility, as this is an effective program. It's a program that's about changing attitudes, which is the most difficult thing to do, changing attitudes. But it's about making our young men agents of change in our country so that at some point or the other we can eliminate gender-based violence. And that's the whole point of it, getting to them as young as possible. Because I know as a former teacher, principal, that our children, the way they behave, it's they're acting out, they're taking out what they get in at home. So our teachers had, as teachers, we have a big responsibility of, respecting culture, respecting beliefs, but changing attitudes, changing beliefs if it's inappropriate or harmful. Because I feel that we can change attitudes. So that's where...
But that's such a... It's a, such an important mission. But it's not the easiest mission. And when we look at the world, there are ideologies or there are belief systems or attitudes that really shape the cultures and communities where they thrive. And if you have a culture of violence, you know, that's kind of what happens. But you're trying to be a power of transformation at this time in your life, in your office, in your community. But the goal is one thing, but you're living it. What? How do you start down this road to be a catalyst for this new Belize?
It has to be with advocacy, collaboration with partners that can help, that are in positions to help. And insisting. Sometimes I feel like I'm begging for support. I'm begging at this time and age, in this era. We're heading into 2024 and I still feel like I'm begging men to listen. I'm still begging men to be compassionate, to be aware that it's not okay. Some of our beliefs are not okay when it comes to the machismo culture, the stereotypical behaviors that we want our sons to inherit. it's not working. It's not working. It has to change at some point. So I feel through my voice, my small voice in this office, through advocacy, partnering with our NGOs, partnering with our social partners, partnering with the government ministries. That's the only way we can make sure that policies are put in place, laws are put in place to protect our women, our children, our LGBTQ community, everyone that has a voice. It's a human right to feel safe in their country, to feel safe in their home. So if I have to use my office for that, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
That is, it's a commendable mission. And how you and I came together to be sitting here today is I happened to be here when you were empowering not just men or women, but also those with disabilities. Tell me about this work you're doing today with Google Chromebooks and the blind.
Well, these Chromebooks were donated actually through the Embassy of Taiwan. And we have a good relationship. Belize has a good relationship with Taiwan. And they have been really helping us, you know, to empower our women, empower our children. But we took it a step forward. When Mr. Kowal, Ivan Kowal from, he's a good friend with the partners of Customer HD, heard about the Chromebooks. We have been colleagues actually in the field of special education. And he reached out and he said, hey, I heard you got some computers. Can you get at least 10 of them for us? I'm like, sure. But I said, but what are you going to do with them? And he says, I don't know. I have to see how to make them work for our blind students, our visually impaired students that are going into secondary schools. I said, well, let's see what I can do. And of course, we got them. And he has been working on this project for a while. And today is finally the day that these Chromebooks have been in properly, what the app has
configured.
Been configured, right? To make it work for our young people in high school. And it's just a historic day in release because like he mentioned earlier today, he felt that Braille will soon be eliminated, but with that big old machine that he carries. And just to see how technology is innovative, it's creative, it's can be practical. Now you have your phone, you can Braille using your phone. You can use a computer to translate or configure a language for our young people. So I just felt that for Belize to be more inclusive, we have to find ways of equipping our young people with disabilities and get them involved. It's about being an inclusive community, but not just saying, oh, we accept them. No, but to empower them, to make sure that they're productive citizens.
I thought it was watching you give these Chromebooks and see the technology and the investment from the teams on this project to create software, training, support ongoing to bring these students in with their peers who have sight. Mm-hmm. It just was such a clear demonstration of the inclusivity. And I only call that out because we hear inclusivity thrown out all the time. Everybody, I think most people would generally agree that it's important, but you're doing something about it and you're doing it in this complex way. I was just really proud of you and Customer HD and the work. And speaking of Customer HD, because that's why I'm down here. As I've gone around the world, I've really been drawn to these collaborations, as you mentioned, to create change or find the positivity. A lot of times it's about collaboration or cooperation with other groups who have like-minded values. Customer HD, certainly from my perspective, Their brand is such a trite word, but their brand of people helping people. I've been here all week. I interviewed their agents. I interviewed their clients. And throughout the entire narrative, there was a single thread of this people helping people that is genuine with Customer HD. And even I think you see that it extends here to this project with you. And for me, people helping people means helping people get jobs in the customer experience industry. And I think from what I've learned about Belize, BPOs are a pretty big job industry here. Is it, are you even in a place to talk about the BPO industry and what it might mean for, like, because I think, back to your thing, men being maybe softer, kinder, gentler, a lot of times that has to do with economics, you know?
Yes, it does. I'm not that expert with the BPO and all that, the ready call centers and all of that, but what I have seen, the little that I have seen, is a giving back. And yes, about the term being inclusive has been thrown around all over Belize. Every time they mention it, I cringe because they think it's just a word that sounds good. And that has been my fight, my mission. That yes, we need to be inclusive, but we need to do it responsibly. And it has to have direction. It has to have purpose. And I think with this initiative that Customer AG has done, I am seeing that. They're being responsible. It's not just being inclusive, but it's making sure that it's working. Yeah, and there's an end result to being inclusive. So preparing our young people with technology, preparing them for the world, for their future, that goes a long way for me. And I think Belize is blessed because we have, our first language is English. Of course, we love speaking in Creole. And every child knows to speak Creole. And most of us are very fluent in Spanish. I want to say most of us because I think anyone can defend themselves in Spanish at some point or the other. But yes, English is our official language. We're bordered by Mexico on the north. We have the Caribbean on both sides. And then there's the U.S. So we're bombarded with all these values and we inherit a lot of the values and beliefs. But when we look at what Belize has to offer and our genuine love for Belize, our people are very inclusive. They're very open. They're warm. And, we're open to learning. We're open to constructive criticism. And at least I speak for myself too, because if I'm not doing something right and somebody says something, fine, I can pick that up and learn from it. But if it's just to criticize, just for criticizing, you know what? My thing is, don't say anything. If you can do something, then do it better than me.
I'm listening to the common thread of what you're saying. I can see that you're a person of action. You like to see progress.
Yes.
You've talked in just different instances about inclusivity, but inclusivity with action.
Yes.
You've talked about your people in Belize as adaptable and looking for positive paths forward.
Yes.
You do have, I think, this inclusivity or acceptance of influences around, which I think that also is about innovation.
Right.
And being able to borrow and collaborate, co-create a new future with all these influences, I think that is a strong place to come from. And do you think this ethos or this sentiment of your people, do you feel like it translates well to customer care industry? Is Belize a place that wants more businesses? It sounds like what you're saying is more businesses that come down here can participate in the Belize culture and get the rewards of being right here in this time zone and with a people who are amidst transformation. Am I accurate?
That's
there?
Exactly where we're going. And that's Belize. We're open. We're willing to learn. We adapt easily. But we are true Belizeans at heart. So we keep our culture, we keep our beliefs, and that will never change. We may adapt, yes, we may. But at the end of the day, we're true Belizeans.
Yeah, there's a richness
yes.
of spirit here,
yes,
of course.
Is.
Thank you so much for talking to me about your work, how you're transforming. I guess what's next for you?
Sorry?
What's next for you?
There's a lot going on.
Tell us.
There's a lot going on. There's projects in place. We are looking at speaking about disability persons with abilities, diverse abilities. We're trying to make sure, again, going back to inclusivity and inclusion, we are working on a project for to get more interpreters, sign language interpreters. We have some amazing sign language teachers, and we want to see how we can get them and get them to train, do more training, so that we can have people on the news, people in the house meetings interpreting, so that the country at large understands what's going on. So that's just one. Other things that we're looking at is working very closely with expanding and extending the same program, the Engaging Men and Boys. We have a commitment from some of the UN organizations with the condition that these trainings happen in our rural communities where there's very little access to services, access to support, especially for the gender-based violence and domestic violence. So that's a challenge that I have been given, and this is where I'm going to hold the government more responsible. They need to step up now that this Spotlight initiative has ended. And it's a lot of funding and resources that's needed. We have the will. We have the drive. So we are going to do it. My little team of three, we're ready to go. We are always ready to take up a challenge, and if we have to travel hours driving, that's what we do. If we have to spend the night in a little hotel anywhere, that's what we do. But we get these trainings done. And that's where we want to go. Among other little things that, I call them little things, but they're big things because they're impactful things, especially when it comes to specifically mental health. After COVID, after the pandemic, it's no longer taboo to talk about mental health in Belize. At first, you could not talk about
that's
it.
That's true.
But now it's in our faces. Our families are suffering. Our sisters, our brothers, our young people are suffering. And we are really working very, very hard and very closely with the limited resources that we have. And we have extended invitations to our Belizean communities that are living out in the U.S. and in out there in the international,
I see,
to collaborate with us. Online is amazing. You can do everything now online. You don't even have to be face-to-face to get therapy, to do counseling. So COVID taught us a lot.
You know, I feel like Instagram really made us all feel okay about talking about our anxiety or
yes,
mental.
Yes.
Well, I love that you're transforming the human condition and you're so rooted in actually making a difference. What if you have one thing that you wanted to share with the rest of the world, what would you say to the rest of the world?
Change can happen. Attitudes can happen. The change of attitudes can happen. We really work together to make it happen because we can't do it alone.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on my podcast.
You're welcome.